Okay, you're drinking water for 5 hours.
Huh?
Yeah,
buddy.
How about this thing?
Here we go. Surface configuration. Like all reservoir bypass valve open.
Okay, we're ready for that. Bypass is open.
Reservoir out valve closed.
Out closed.
In valve closed.
In closed.
GPS radiator flow control primary.
Hey, Buzz.
How would you like the camera?
Okay.
Primary glycol, the radiator valve.
Why did I leave the dark
side? Are we ready for that, you think? What's the time?
20 minutes. That's the
fast thing. We'll go to normal. And check the radiator.
It'll take a while, I think. Okay, now is that normal for the discharge pressure to zap down low when you do that? What do you think?
Mike,
what's that?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
When he sends the glycol to radiator, to normal,
temporarily, you should
drop. Right,
yeah. The temperature done back?
No, the pressure.
Yeah, pressure, you might get a little drop in it. I don't really know, but it should come back up.
Yeah, it should back up.
All right, Buzz, here's one answer for that for you.
Coming around from the right hand chest.
Seems okay.
Buzz?
Yeah, just a second.
Okay.
I'll just let go of it, Buzz. It'll be hanging over here in the air. Coming up, it's occupying my couch.
Okay. Are you going to leave the dark slide with it?
Well, I thought about tip can in a dark slide or something, and I thought we might need it later for a magazine change, so I left it with it.
Outlet's just a couple degrees still above the
Neil, Buzz, did you ever get that camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's 5 minutes after you do this before it looks like it. It's coming down, but it's about set before, I think.
It looks like that's what that equals to the inlet pressure.
Yeah,
they're just about the same now.
Not getting much out of the radiator.
Okay, Buzz, you ready for 16 millimeters?
Yeah, how about a bracket?
That Neil gives you the bracket. Okay, Buzz, I'm going to have to do something about your couch. Do you mind sliding over to mine?
No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Could you work on those struts?
Yeah, I will.
Sure will.
The one that the struts off here to me?
Ouch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
copy of that.
Temperature's coming down a little bit now.
Yeah. You got an 18 millimeter on here, right?
Yeah.
So I push the thing all the way up,
right? Yeah.
Is that what that white mark?
Yeah, one through the 18, one through 75. I think just as long as it looks like it's out from the trapping window, it's the same thing. Secondary radio leak check?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay.
We're not hearing them over 10 and degrees.
Do we on simplex A?
We're on simplex A.
We're on simplex A, but we're not too over 10 and degrees. Okay.
Let's see what the Harry time is. 36 something.
Am I set up that time?
VHF?
Yeah,
that's
it.
Can
you tell me where?
Yeah, just a second. Your master is on, your intercom is on, your VHF is on, your PADCOM is off, your F-band is on, and you're an intercom push to talk, so you're all squared away, except for maybe volume dial. Okay?
About this item here at Canaries, LOS 2336, potable water heater main A.
Yeah, I got
that. Bit rate low, and
you've got all that, okay.
Okay, when is the
first check complete and I'm working my way down to the ship?
That's good.
Yeah, having a hell of a time maintaining my body position down there, just floating up.
Now, there's such a great tendency to try and put a little force against something, you know, say, gee, I really want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just forget about all that. Okay, I got the system's test meter set up on 4B and get the next thing.
4B, okay.
You're doing
what? What are you reading?
I'm reading 3.5 volts.
Okay. And our O2 quantity is
Houston, Apollo 11.
Optic zero is off. I'm going to jettison the dust cover.
Apollo 11, Apollo 11. This is Houston, Cruise Havana, are you over?
Hello, Houston, Apollo 11. Go ahead.
Hi, Houston, Apollo 11. Read you on VHFA simplex. How do you read on it?
Now, I jettisoned the optics, and I hope they went.
Did you see it go?
I heard a little something, but I
don't want to miss that.
No. can't really tell here. I think I'm seeing it right out there, but I'm so far from being dark to death, it's hard to tell.
You know, bet was land on this?
Yeah. What was our Z-target angle? 0.22, wasn't it?
That's right. Plus.
This was a big one. Okay, well, I'm standing by to do this, we put that A and B down. IMU line. And I'm going to do these. I'm going to show the optics handhold. Anybody wants a little claptrap out of R1? No, it's a good time.
Little circular job.
All right, I'll look for it. Let me get the optics handhold. I guess I really didn't mean what I said right when I said it. A little while on the computer. So I knew there was something in the discussion.
You say you had about 3 points something volts up there?
Yeah. 3.4. You just got on the bridge, yeah. 3.4? 3.45.
Okay, now that's the minimum. 3.4.
4.1.
And you can whip it over to 4A.
Okay, 4A is this. 3.8.
Okay. Oh, 4A.
4A, yeah. I am. It's 3.8.
Down further, Mike?
Don't worry about the time being. I'm potting around with handholds right now, Neil.
That battery compartment's pressure, Mike. And it ought to be less than 1.5. However, it says NA until first vent.
Okay.
If greater than 1.5, that vent is vent.
Well, we haven't entered vent yet, so
that's our draft.
Yeah.
That 3402 to be greater than 865?
What do you got?
Oh, that's quite
different. That's a crazy dude. 3? Okay, can I have a disc you down?
Yeah.
You got it.
Now let me know. For what
you're doing. After two.
Mike does 15. Yeah,
I do. That's 33. That's 15. Well, here's your acid test.
Okay, what did he say?
52.
Mm-hmm.
52.10.
Yeah.
I tell you, I can't see
a
radiator.
Right.
Let me get
that right.
Let me know if you want me to come down.
It's
men can.
We're boiling this head. It's maintaining about 39 degrees, Mike.
Yeah, I noticed that before. It was maintaining less than that. It was abnormally low. I almost asked him about it during boost, and I decided to heck with it. Damn, it's hard to see through. Okay, proceed for men camp. There she goes, men camp.
Men camp.
God, what a stuff.
You know, men camp's
good.
Nobody in the right mind will sit down.
Men camp's a good stuff.
Hey, I sure wish you'd get out that shark tank.
I don't know. I can't see up there, huh?
No. It's in the,
look in the
it's in the section, yeah, well, I can't see it in the telescope, it's in the section like a champ.
Okay.
So, I believe that that's in the land. Mark on it.
Captain, maybe, or a little on the chilly side, Captain.
Would you like it? Feels comfortable to me.
Would you like it a little warmer, anybody?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a little on
the manual one, so.
It
sure doesn't look, sure doesn't feel like it.
Maybe a little, maybe a little warm.
Yeah. Well, my feet are a little chilly. See, it's 47.
Let's see, 37 is,
well, that's in the season?
Nunky.
Yeah. This got 47.
Okay, hey, Buzz?
Yeah.
Did you write down and we marked on 30 and on 37?
Well,
we're
going
to mark on 37, and it's Nunky.
30 and 37.
Yes, sir.
I can see from the car. Well, maybe that's
fine. Okay, and again looking through the telescope, I'm absolutely unable to tell it's Nunky, but I have it in the section here. So let's mark on it. Guys would appreciate seeing this with old GNN, man.
0.01.
0.01. I forget to. I think that's break even with Glenn.
A cup of coffee, you know, later when you get a little time.
Did I bet you? I bet you on 5 balls. I bet Glenn. You want to record that start?
Got it. Go ahead.
See, what's screwing me up is we're going hard rate on this damn booster, and the rate is very evident. Okay, Zeke Clark is plus 0.152 instead of 122. I suppose that's close enough. Now then, you got those numbers written down, Buzz?
Copy.
Okay. Now, if I remember right, I think it's just supposed to Clark without further ado. We've given him the time at which we Clark. So, as soon as you got them written down, let me know and I'll proceed. And you know
I got
the time. Okay, here we go. Proceed. Clark?
48.15.
Got that. Okay, now I'm going to verify with a third star, and let's see what that star is going to be. Star number 34
Atria.
Is Atria. You might note that, but also I think it's
34.
Yeah, I think that's the third star is a little state somewhere in that sector. Proceed for Atria. If IMU is realigned to PDC.
Okay. For 0.1 degree, probably PDC's off a lot more than that.
Okay, and Atria is there in the section. So. You know, it's not right in the middle of the section. Of course, I guess. I don't know what to. Have you ever heard any rules on what constitutes a good third star check?
Well, all you're really doing is you got the right stars.
Yeah, well, it's there, but it's not that smack in the middle of the section. It's off, I would guess, 0.02 or something crazy like that. All right, having done that, verb 37, enter. Mountain Street, enter. And I'm going up to zero in manual. I'm cranking up the floodlights down here.
God, I tell you, the visibility through that telescope is a big disappointment. It's just worse. Okay, Buzz got all that good stuff.
CDC's realigned.
Okay. Vertical brightness dim. I don't know how that is. Stow optic eyepieces. Okay, that's going to work.
I guess we're right around them out there right now. Adapter.
Well, I've been looking out. My eyes are very well adapted.
And you've got your light on.
Yeah, look at those brightness down here.
No, I haven't seen any lightning.
Well, it must be lightning. Either that or it's the app, maybe. I couldn't. You know, no matter how many times I put these optics out.
I just saw something. Maybe it is the app.
They said the Borman company said you could see it. They couldn't hear it, but they could see it, I think.
Yeah.
No, how many times I put these optics eyepieces in their box, it doesn't seem right. .01, god damn it. Now that's enough to tip the body off.
Yeah, I'll let Earth break that time.
It's been annoying.
Yeah, so you're about to get 10 seconds till acquisition.
Okay, my optics eyepieces are stowed.
You want me to take your checklist, Mike, and kind of skim through it?
It says here, coming up on Carnarvon LOS.